You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I figured you'd be excited about this. Show coming to Ball Arena in December. One show only.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody?
It's Adam Sandler, you guys. He's coming to town to make some jokes and stuff. Yeah, we're in the umbrella of everything Ball Arena and Kroenke and everything. So we actually got the email that came out yesterday saying that Adam Sandler was coming to town. And I was like, oh, hells yes. And I forgot to tell my wife. So just this morning I texted her. I was like, hey, what are we doing on December 12th? Which just sucks. It's like, what, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday? I think it's a Tuesday.
I think that's right.
So I don't know. I don't go out often on school nights, but I might try to do that one. I love me some Adam Sandler.
You should. You really should.
I really should.
Just do it. You know, get a little hotel downtown, and then you come here to work, and she can just go home.
The thing is, though, is we usually, if we get tickets, it's not a brag, but they're in the suite, you know, and it's so far away. For this show, I feel like I'd want to actually get some tickets up close, you know, so you can see him.
Huh.
You can see his pores.
Well, you know people over at Ball Arena, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Make a call.
It's our company.
No, but I mean, you actually know a person over there that could do something about it.
Yeah.
Do you not have a contact? You used to work over there.
I have a couple that I could, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get yourself some front row tickets.
That'd be so fun.
You know, you're a celebrity.
So fun.
Celebrities get front row seats.
Whatever. Shut up. It's so fun.
The Toy Hall of Fame. We used to do our own Toy Hall of Fame on this show, but there's an actual Toy Hall of Fame as well, and they have 12 finalists that they have revealed. Now, toy industry experts, Jeremy.
Yes.
And the general public will start voting. You can go online to museumofplay.org and you can vote through next week. They're going to announce the winners on November 9th. Some of the toys that are nominated this year include the board game Battleship, which was big in my house when I was growing up. I don't know if people still play that anymore. Probably not. The Choose Your Own Adventure books.
I still have a bunch of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
They're fun.
And Mattel's Ken doll.
Ken's on there, yeah.
How does Ken not make it after that movie this year?
It's kind of a given now, isn't it?
That's what I think. I think it's a layup for Ken this year.
Yeah. Slime's on the list. Slime's got to make it. I mean, God, Slime is so huge.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I still have all my turtles.
Of course you do.
I do.
You've got everything. And baseball cards, which was big for
me. I have a lot of those, too. Believe it or not.
So that's one thing I still do have, like you. I've got a whole bunch of cards.
Get them priced out, man. Yours are probably ancient.
They are ancient. There are ones that I've wondered. It's just that I didn't take good care of my baseball cards. They're not in pristine shape.
Yeah.
But they're not terrible. Only a few of them did I draw, like mustaches and beards.
Put them in the spokes of your bike.
I would draw eyeglasses on some of the players and put devil horns
they're
on a few.
They're probably still worth something, man.
So, which I probably got some famous, like Mickey Mantle card, and I've drawn all over it.
There's a pee-pee ding-ding on it.
An interesting story that's out in the Wall Street Journal, and it's so funny that I was just writing about this about a month ago, because I told you I'm putting out a memoir of all my years in radio. And one of the things that I'm talking about in a chapter is how radio staffs used to hang out and do stuff together all the time. When they got off the air, like after hour stuff, everyone was tight. I mean, even up until the mid-2000s, I mean, look at my pub club friends. We all met from the radio station and we would party like gangbusters afterwards. Well, the Wall Street Journal says this trend is quickly dying away. People do not socialize anymore after work. Now, obviously, there will be anecdotal stories. Some people raise their hands. We do. Yeah, okay. But generally, it has almost disappeared, where people go to work, they put in their hours, and then they do not hang out with their coworkers later. You've never been a hangout with coworkers,
No, I'm firmly in the camp of their coworkers, not friends.
Yeah,
I'm happy about this.
I mourn this because some of my all-time best friendships were with that. And now people just come in and they're in their little silos and they do their thing and they go home.
Yeah.
So personally, I think it's a sad thing.
Well, probably a whole lot less office affairs and shenanigans going on, you know? That's when
that
stuff
was
goes
the good
down.
Part, though.
That's the part you missed.
That was the good part. Hey, I am an absolute sucker for good documentaries, and I love music documentaries. Documentaries about artists, bands, albums, whatever. I just love them. I don't have Paramount Plus, the streaming service, so I'm going to have to figure out how I can watch this, because they just dropped a trailer for a documentary that is coming out next month about Milli Vanilli. Kids, you can Google them, but the fact is they took the world by storm for about 2 years, even won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1990. Their album went 6 times platinum.
Jeez.
And then if you don't know the story, it became this huge scandal that the two guys in it, Fab and Rob, weren't singing at all. They were lip syncing. Somebody else recorded the vocals, but Rob and Fab had, quote, the look.
Come on, Fab.
That this music producer wanted. So yeah. He put these two guys together and had them dance on the videos just because they had the look that would sell albums. Mm-hmm. But then other people sang. So they actually ended up revoking their Grammy Award. They took it back. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say it. You know me, I'm a pop music... I like rock and roll, but I'm also a good pop music fan. And Milli Vanilli had damn good pop music for the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to play one of their songs after our trending report.
All right.
We're going to get down with some Milli Vanilli here in just a couple of minutes.
Hopefully it doesn't start skipping.
Look it up.
Your boys. Mix 100.
All right, we got to talk about the biggest science-y story that's been floating around the past couple days. And for some reason, it exploded yesterday. And it was like on every Instagram site. I even posted it to my story on Instagram. It's this thing coming out of Mexico. It's the first hearings on UFOs coming out of Mexico. And some UFO enthusiast unveiled what he claims are actual fossilized remains of two dead aliens. The pictures are everywhere, and they're so creepy. They're small. They're about 2 feet tall. They don't really look like humans. They kind of do. They've got little bony bodies, elongated skulls, long necks, no teeth, only 3 fingers on each hand. It does sound a little bit like some of our interns, but they are creepy looking. They say they were unearthed from a mine in Peru, and they're supposedly somewhere around 1,800 to 2,000 years old. And they did a bunch of x-rays and MRIs on these things, and they say one of them's got eggs inside of them, and they're non-human. They have DNA that doesn't relate to anything human.
Maybe we could do like a Jurassic Park thing and bring them back to life.
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. They look like they were made in somebody's basement out of paper mache, but they had them in like these really important boxes that were locked up and everything. It's kind of creepy, Dom. I don't know. Other big exciting news yesterday for your mom. Dancing with the Stars season 32 was announced yesterday.
What are you talking about? All you used to be a major fan.
I used to back on season like 3 and 4, but now we're, you know, deep into season 32. Come on now. Model Tyson Beckford's going to be on there, Dom. You're a big Tyson Beckford fan, right?
That he or she?
You bet. Allison Hannigan. She is the one time at Bandcamp girl. Bachelorette Charity Lawson is going to be on there. Jason Mraz. We know Jason Mraz. He's going to be on there.
Wow,
Peterson.
We finally know one. Oh, I know Adrian Peterson.
Jamie Lynn Spears, which is Britney Spears' sister. And then a bunch of other people that nobody knows. A bunch of YouTubers and reality stars. And
it's surprising that they don't choke when they use the word stars.
I know.
Dancing with
the so-and-sos. I don't know. So anyway, the entire list is online if you're dying to see the list.
I mean, it used to be a thing where there were B stars. These are more like C or D stars.
Yeah, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now. I mean, Barry Williams is on there. Here's another throwback from the Brady Bunch. I didn't know any of those people
were
still
Greg?
Alive. Dude, I don't know.
I think he was Greg.
I'm sure somebody heard the Brady Bunch right now and was like, oh yes, I remember.
Hey, shut up.
Back in my day. Hey, look
at... Yes, he was Greg. Settle down.
Oh, that's exciting for nobody.
I had the hots for Jan. Anyway, go ahead.
I thought you were going to say I had the hots for Greg. I thought you were going to say it.
No, his sister Jan.
Sister Jan. She was the one that was hit in the face with the football, right?
Yes.
Or is that Martian?
Oh, see? See? You're sitting there talking about senior citizens and you know all the episodes.
You know the iconic clips out of that show. The football in the face.
Sure.
And I only know that from the remake of the movie that was like in the 90s. So.
Okay.
Hey, Cinemark is offering Tay-Tay fans the opportunity to rent out an entire movie theater to watch the Eras Tour concert film that comes out October 13th. They're calling them private Swift parties, and they're going to cost about $800 to rent it out, and it can accommodate up to 40 people, but your concessions are not included. That seems like a pretty good deal, $800 for the theater?
The whole
thing? Considering
theater?
What they're charging for tickets for this thing?
Mix 100
like
should do that.
20, 30 tickets? I know. That'd be pretty cool. It's like getting table service at the club, you know?
The club.
At the club. Where's this perfume story? I do like this. There's a British company called Yell. And they are, it's an online directory similar to the phone book. Okay, nobody cares. Anyway, they're putting on a perfume that smells like the Yellow Pages. They say it's a timeless and familiar scent created to transport the mind and the senses back to the past.
You gonna get this for your mom?
I might get it for myself if it's similar to the toy catalogs that used to come out in the, like, 80s. I kid you not. I used to huff the little, like, Toys R Us catalog or the Target catalog or, the Sears catalogs that used to come out. Mm-hmm. They'd have that paper and ink smell, and they just smelled like Christmas because you'd be a kid and you'd be so excited and you could get the catalogs and go through and pick out everything you wanted for the holidays, and it had a scent to it. Mm-hmm. And if those ever come in the mail now, I huff them. As in, it's just like, smells like childhood. So
hey,
if they
look,
can recreate
whatever gets
that,
you off, man. Okay?
Oh, hey, you have no idea how much it gets me off.
I have a pretty good
off,
idea.
All right, let's do the clickbaity.
Clickbait.
So we have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I got another Tay-Tay story for you. They say that she had a pretty darn amazing night at the VMAs on Tuesday. And they're saying, did alcohol play a part in that? Because drunk Taylor memes with clips of her shenanigans have been all over the place since the award show. And I posted a fairly decent, I think it's a TikTok video. It's like a couple minutes long, of her dancing and singing and drinking. And I'm telling you, Dom, did you see it?
I loved it.
I smiled through the entire thing.
I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, the way they've got it cut is that she does look completely plastered.
Wasted.
Throughout the whole thing. And to me, the best part is when she's trying to get a cup out of the cup holder.
she can't do it.
And she can't get it out.
Uh-huh.
And it looks so much
funny.
Like a drunk person trying to get a cup out of a cup holder.
And the other one where somebody's trying to hand her a drink, and you can see her mouth the words, ooh, what's that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's dancing. It's so great, you guys. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.